The Rise and Fall of Strategic Planning, author Henry Mintzberg. Planning. To understand strategic planning, one must first look at the idea of planning, which can be defined in a number of ways. 1. Planning is future thinking, simply taking the future into account. 2. Planning is controlling the future, not just thinking about it, but acting on it. 3. Planning is decision making, the conscious determination of courses of action designed to accomplishing purposes. 4. Planning is integrated decision making, fitting together of ongoing activities into a meaningful whole. 5. Planning is a formalized procedure to produce an articulated result in the form of an integrated system of decisions. Strategy. Strategy can mean different things to different people or organizations. 1. Strategy is a plan, a direction, guide, or course of action into the future. 2. Strategy is a pattern, the consistency behavior over time. 3. Strategy is position, or the determination of particular products in particular markets. 4. Strategy is perspective, or a specific organization's way of doing things. The basic model. There are hundreds of models available of a process by which strategy could supposedly be formally developed and operationalized. They were built on a single conceptual framework, or basic model. The general approach is to first identify the functions that must be carried out in the resource allocation process, to search for analytical tools that can be employed to carry out these functions, to analyze the inputs, outputs, benefits, and costs of each tool, to evaluate the requirements and performance in terms of established criteria, and to choose the best combination of tools to form the system. It consists of 5 stages. 1. The objective setting stage. Developing extensive procedures for explicating and quantifying the goals of the organization. 2. The external audit stage. Setting forecasts made about future conditions. 3. The internal audit stage. Analyzing and decomposing the strengths and weaknesses within the organization. 4. The strategy evaluation stage. Performing financial analysis. 5. The strategy operationalization stage. The operationalization of strategies gives rise to a whole set of hierarchies. Long-term comprehensive plans sit on top, medium-term plans follow, and operating or short-term plans rest at the bottom. This produces a hierarchy of objectives, in which the basic goals to be accomplished by the whole organization are broken down into specific targets, partitioned into a hierarchy of sub-objectives. The consequence of these are translated in turn into a whole hierarchy of budgets. The fallacy of predetermination. Planning assumes predetermination in the prediction of the environment through forecasting, or its enactment through organizational action, the unfolding of strategy formation on schedule, and the imposition of the resulting strategies on an acquiescent environment, with the organization stabilized to do so through programming. The ability to forecast accurately is central to effective planning strategies. If the forecasts turn out to be wrong, the real costs and opportunity costs can be considerable. On the other hand, if they are correct, they can provide a great deal of benefit. To manage discontinuities, it's not necessary to see them immediately, or even first, but to see them soon enough to act, and to do so earlier or at least better than anyone else. Scenario building is another tool for a strategist. A scenario involves the identification of uncertainties, the determination of causal factors that drive them, and the formation of a range of possible assumptions about each. Scenarios must be formally factored into the organization's plans. To turn a set of scenarios into a deterministic plan would not make sense unless there's overwhelming confidence in one of them. The fallacy of detachment. The belief that strategic managers and their planning systems can be detached from the subject of their efforts is predicated on one fundamental assumption, that they can be informed in a formal way. Detachment is possible only if the information they need can be provided conveniently. Random noise, gossip, inference, impression, and fact must be reduced to firm data, hardened and aggregated so that they can be supplied regularly in digestible form. In reality, however, it often is limited in scope. Is it too aggregated for effective use, arrives too late, or is unreliable? On the other hand, soft information, much of it critical to strategy formulation, is available only to those directly exposed to it. Planners cannot easily gain access to managers' soft data, which tends to be stored only in natural memory. The fallacy of formalization. Formalization is achieved through decomposition, in which a process is reduced to a procedure, a series of steps, each of which is specified. That is essentially analytical, which means it is the basis for strategic planning. Whenever organizations were too large, managers too detached, or businesses too diverse, then strategic planning was the proposed solution. But it came clear that the systems offered no improved means to deal with the information overload of human brains. Analysis and intuition. Effective strategy formation depends on analysis, both as input to the process and as a means of dealing with its output. Some issues depend on models locked deep inside the intuitive brains of managers, but other issues are better handled by models that have been made formally, consistently. Thus, the analyst able to build a good rapport with managers can fill the important role of ensuring that they get these analytical inputs. Such inputs increase the manager's knowledge bases and extend the amount of material they can consider in strategy making. More important, the analyst can provide managers with new concepts and alternative ways to look at problems, sometimes freeing them from mindsets imposed by years of experience. Strategic programming. Strategy is the starting point of planning, which helps translate intended strategies into realized ones. By taking the first step leading to implementation, planning as programming is a systematic procedure to produce an articulated result through three steps. 1. Codifying. When the strategy is clarified and expressed in terms sufficiently clear to render it formally operational, its consequences can be worked on in detail. 2. Elaborating. The strategy is decomposed into a hierarchy that begins with sub-strategies, proceeds through ad hoc programs of various kinds, and ends with specific action plans. 3. Converting. Objectives are restated and budgets reworked, policies and standard operating procedures reconsidered to take into account the consequences of the specific changes in action. Plans. Strategy is programmed for the purpose of coordination, to ensure that everyone in the organization pulls in the same direction, which is facilitated by specifying that direction as precisely as possible. Plans, as they emerge from strategic programming as programs, schedules, budgets, and so on, can be prime media to communicate not just strategic intentions, but also what each individual in the organization must do to realize them. The substantive purpose of strategic programming is to exercise deliberate control, to predetermine behavior, by dictating what people must do to realize a given intended strategy. Plans as communication media inform people of intended strategy and its consequences, but as control devices, they specify what behaviors are expected of particular units and individuals in order to realize strategy-making process comparisons of these expectations with actual performance. Strategic analysis for managers. Managers lack the time and the inclination to study hard data within their organizations. Planners can fill the role of studying the hard facts and ensuring that their consequences are fed into the strategy-making process. They have the inclination to do analysis, the time it requires, and the predisposition to consider the hard facts. With respect to diagnosis, ad hoc strategy analysis could serve managers by raising issues that they should be aware of but might have missed. Planners can also expose managers to data in raw form or analyze them to suggest their implications. Scrutinization of strategies. Scrutinization of strategies is a process of rationalization carried out to legitimize decisions which have already been made on an intuitive basis. Such an analysis is needed after the decision is made to provide a conceptual basis for it, to show that it fits into the framework of existing policy, to discover new implications, and to anticipate or answer criticism. Strategy scrutinization can extend to the point of questioning planning itself. Planners should sometimes question formulated strategies just as they promote unconventionally formed ones. Strategic thinking. To encourage strategic planning is to encourage strategic programming, but it can thereby discourage strategic thinking. Sometimes leaders are unwilling to articulate and program the viable strategies as they already have. In this case, planners promote strategic planning so that these strategies can be pursued more systematically and extensively, which is not always desirable because critical strategic learning may be incomplete. The external environment can be unsettled, or the organization needs to maintain its strategy as a rich and flexible personalized vision. A plan for planners. Effective organizations engage in planning, at least when they require the formalized articulation of their intended strategies. They do it for purposes of communication and control, as well as coordination, which are the roles of plans. Planners carry out these goals by helping find strategies, feeding data and analyses into the strategy formation process, scrutinizing the strategies that came out of it, and finally stimulating others to think strategically and be more knowledgeable about the strategy formation process in general.